Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Sturdivant. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Sturdivant. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Dillard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to third for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. There goes Francona. The throw from Daly and Francona is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard takes first base on ball four. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Sturtevant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturtevant bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Keogh reaches third base with a triple. Daly goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Francona reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keogh. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Dillard moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillard tags and scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hawkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturdivant takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sturdivant, and towards Veal, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Keough hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to third for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Dillard goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keo throws the ball into Bright, who relays the ball to O'Connell, who tags Romano trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Phillips scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hawkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Daly for a passed ball. Pearsall moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dillard is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. 1 out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.